make them hear you.
This is Make Them Hear You, a regular spot on KGNU, letting you know how you can have your voice heard on issues up before Congress. Let's talk a little bit about Colorado's Republican Senator, Cory Gardner. There are two major issues he's being very quiet about these days: the Senate health care bill, which he is working on himself, and his response to James Comey's testimony. Gardner has had no town hall meetings, and therefore he is not facing his constituents as he helps draw up the Senate health care bill. So constituents are having to tell him their thoughts on health care, gender discrimination, lifetime caps, pre-existing conditions, costs, Medicare and Medicaid, as well as why this is personally significant. They are having to say these things with no idea where he stands in most cases. They are also making themselves heard on the issue of open hearings, which are non-existent. As for James Comey's testimony, many Republicans are speaking out, but Cory Gardner is not one of them. Last October, he called on Trump to drop out of the presidential race and said he wouldn't vote for him, but now he's greatly softened his stance, or taking no stance at all, as the Trump drama continues to unfold. Gardner said of Comey, quote, "This can't be about politics. It is important to focus on what Comey reiterated, that he made clear that Russia attempted to meddle in our election." He has said nothing at all about Trump's threatening tweets and whether they could amount to intimidating a witness, to Trump's denials of what Comey said under oath, whom he believes is the liar, Trump or Comey, or what he thinks about Trump's request to drop the investigation of Mike Flynn. Philip Lakarova, a Watergate special prosecutor, said Comey's testimony is, quote, "red meat for a prosecutor." Does Gardner think the Senate should call in Trump's promise to be 100% willing to testify under oath? What does he think about Comey taking Trump at his word that he was fired because of concerns about the Russian investigation? Other Republicans have been more forthcoming in their opinions. Senator Charles Grassley, a Republican of Iowa, has urged members to investigate, quote, "all matters related to obstruction of justice." Senator Lindsey Graham has said that Donald Trump's habit of inappropriately talking may cause him to go down. Senator Richard Burr said he believed Comey, even though Trump has directly accused Comey of lying under oath. Now, 46% of Americans think Comey was more honest than Trump. Only 26% believe in Trump's version. Whom does Senator Gardner believe in? What does Senator Gardner think about Trump's contradictory reasons for firing Comey? If you're concerned about Senator Gardner's reluctance to open up about health care or the Comey-Trump scandal, you can call, write, or email his office yourself and ask for answers. This is Chris Moore for Make Them Hear You.